Mole sat gazing wonderingly at the river when Rat rode into view. Rat, being something of a sailor, was dressed in a navy blue blazer and yachting cap. But for his ears, which are rather larger than normal, and the long tail which he tucks in his pocket, he could be a naval officer who has taken early retirement. He is greeted by a congenial neighbourly rabbit.
"Morning, Mr. Rat."
"Good morning."
Then he spots Mole.
"Hello."
"Hello."
"You're Mole, aren't you?"
"That's right." "You're Rat."
"That's right. How'd you do?"
"Well, this is an unexpected pleasure. A bit far from home, aren't we? Never seen you around here before."
"No, I've taken the day off."
"Taken the day off? I say, that's bold."
"That's a lovely boat."
"Well, I like it."
"I've never been in a boat."
"I'm sorry. I thought for a moment there you said you'd never been in a boat."
"I haven't."
"Bless my soul."
"Why, is it that nice?"
"Nice? No, it's not nice. It's the only thing. Believe me, my young friend, there is nothing, absolutely nothing, half so much worth doing as simply messing about in boats. In them, or out of them, whether you get away or you don't, or whether you never get anywhere at all, there's always something to do. You're always busy. But nice? That's not the half of it."
"Listen, if you've nothing else on this morning, what say we drop down the river together and make a day of it?"
"In the boat, together? Could we? Could we really?"
"Certainly. Hop in. Careful."
"Splendid."
He hands Mole a hamper.
"Put that on your lap."
"What's in it?"
"Our lunch. There's cold chicken, cold ham, cold tongue, cold beef, pickled gherkins, sausage rolls, cress sandwiches, ginger beer, lemonade."
"Stop, stop. This is too much."
"Do you really think so? It's only what I always take. The other animals are always saying I'm a mean beast and cut it very fine." "Are you comfy?"
"Rather."
"Right, off we go."
"So, this is a river."
"My dear Mole, if I may correct you, not a river, the river."
"And you really live by the river? What a jolly life."
"By it, and with it, and on it, and in it. It's my world, and I don't want any other."
"Isn't it a bit dull at times?"
"Dull?
Just you and the river and no one else to chat to?"
"No one else? Oh, my dear fellow, the bank is so crowded nowadays, some people are moving away altogether." "Ah, this looks a good spot. What say we pitch camp here? Steady as she goes. That's it. Make a sailor of you yet. You unpack the hamper and I'll lay the tablecloth. Are you peckish?"
"A bit. Well, law, actually."
"Well, we won't stand on ceremony. Tuck in."
Mole reaches into the hamper.
"Mole, manners, napkin first."
"Oh, sorry. Sorry."
"Allow me."
He tucks in Mole's napkin.
"Now, eat away."